These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. What happens when you've been told it's cancer? Cancer is responsible for a quarter of all deaths in the United States each year. There are 1.2 million new cases of cancer diagnosed annually, and about 1,500 people die each day from cancer. These scary statistics, despite the fact that many people do well with cancer treatments, make hearing the diagnosis of cancer feel synonymous with a death sentence and be truly traumatic for most people that first hear the word. However, the numbers of people with a cancer diagnosis who are treated and survive is actually much, much larger. It feels scary nonetheless, which is why today I'm answering a question I received from a listener who received a new cancer diagnosis and is psychologically having a difficult time. Dr. Kubler-Ross, who was important in the development of the expertise of psycho-oncology, or emotionally what happens when a person is grappling with cancer, wrote about the stages of feelings one goes through when dying. And in fact, it is common for a person newly diagnosed with cancer to go through some or all of these stages, even if they're not dying. These stages are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and lastly, acceptance. By denial, she means saying to yourself, this can't be true. I don't believe this is true. By anger, it's meant feeling that it's true and being furious at the universe, maybe furious at whatever God you believe in, maybe furious at family members who somehow didn't see this. It might be rational anger. It might be irrational anger. It might even be anger at yourself. By bargaining, it's meant having a lot of thoughts that have to do with maybe if I do this, if I sacrifice this, I can make myself okay. By depression, of course, it might be the evolution into some ideas that you're very, very sad or can't imagine going on. And of course, by acceptance, it's finding some way of dealing with the fact that you do have cancer, that it is on some sort of course, and that you will deal with what comes. You might go through all of these stages. You might go through only one or two. You might go through them in a different order. Sometimes the fear of one's own sickness and possible death do cause them or their family member to be in denial of the diagnosis or be completely depressed and despondent. While it is important to grieve about the situation in your own way, these types of reactions can get in the way of going after the treatments that you need to get. The fact is that gathering all of the facts from the proper doctors is absolutely key when it comes to embarking on cancer treatment. In addition, it is important to be as positive as possible about the outcome, to be hopeful, and to be, as it said, a fighter, because those patients are the ones who generally do tend to do better with tolerating the treatments that have to be endured. This is a time to use all of your resources, your family, your friends, professional help, support groups, whether you are the one with cancer or your family member is. When cancer strikes, it affects the entire family, and everyone may need help. Sometimes it's even harder for the spouse or partner than it is for the patient. So let's get to our listeners' questions and see, how can I help? How Can I Help with Dr. Gail Saltz will be back after this short break. Dear Dr. Saltz, about a month ago, I found a lump in my breast. I thought it was probably nothing really because I've had lumps before that turned out to just be cycle-related lumpiness. But this time, it didn't really change. And so I went to my gynecologist to check it out. After a mammogram and a biopsy, it has turned out to be cancer. I am told it is treatable and not advanced beyond the breast. But honestly, I feel really panicky and keep thinking, but what if it doesn't respond to treatment? What if it does spread? What if, since no one can assure me with 100% certainty that I'll be okay, I'm not okay at the end of this? What if I die? What will happen to my children? I find myself panicked over chemotherapy and how ill I'll feel, imagining it will be horrible. I feel so upset that I can't think. I'm having trouble sleeping. I'm actually having trouble thinking about anything else. And I have things I need to think about, like work and my kids. I just don't know what to do with myself. At this point, my emotional state feels worse than my physical state. What can I do to feel better and handle what's to come? Getting a cancer diagnosis is shocking and often does feel traumatic because, true or not, it feels like the potential for illness, suffering, and even death. This is the brand of the word cancer, the meaning to many of the word cancer. Therefore, just knowing this information in the short term, especially without more information, can act as a trigger to stimulate anxiety and fear. The anxiety and fear may not even be attached to specific thoughts initially, but then your mind fills in the information to explain to your mind and body why it's feeling so anxious. These thoughts can come so quickly that it seems as though it's the thoughts themselves causing the anxiety, and that somehow makes these anxious thoughts feel even more real. But in reality, you don't know how the course of your cancer will go. If you already had a tendency for anxiety, you may be more likely to struggle with anxiety now. But other emotions may come in too, such as anger and sadness. All of this is a normal first reaction to the news of your diagnosis. You mentioned, though, that your anxiety is so severe you can't do anything else at all. If this is true for a week or two, then I would call this an adjustment disorder. You are adjusting to very upsetting news, and your symptoms will likely recede with some support from those people around you. And I would advise you to try some things to lower your overall anxiety, like 30 minutes of aerobic exercise several times a week, paced deep breathing in the morning and in the evening for 10 minutes, progressive muscle relaxation practice for 10 minutes in the morning, in the evening. But if this lasts more than a few weeks, then this may be an anxiety disorder which has been triggered by the trauma of the diagnosis, in which case I would advise an evaluation and treatment by a trained professional, particularly one who is familiar with treating psychiatric issues in the face of medical illness. In fact, many cancer centers have such people already on staff who are very used to dealing with this. Psychological issues are actually very common in a cancer diagnosis, but they are also very treatable. Checking in with somebody who can evaluate what's going on and provide some ancillary treatment can make all the difference. So, most common in a cancer diagnosis is what I mentioned earlier, adjustment disorder. In fact, as much as 32% of people who first get a cancer diagnosis experience this adjustment disorder. 2 weeks of either incredible anxiety or profound sadness. But again, with support from others around them, talking to other people, doing some things to cope in the moment, this will pass. Things that might also help, besides relaxation training, are things like education about your diagnosis, more information to know where you stand, using distraction, watching comedy shows or absorbing movies that take your mind off it for a bit. And as I said, support from friends or sometimes group support. Again, many cancer centers run group therapies for people who are dealing with a new cancer diagnosis and just need to talk about it. If, however, you are in the smaller number of people who really are feeling overwhelmed for more than 2 weeks, and this does sound like it could be you, then I would definitely get an evaluation, because sometimes an anti-anxiety medication or an antidepressant medication for anxiety or depression can really be helpful and may only be used for the short term, as long as you're doing some therapy along the way and then can taper off the medication. The goals of this, the goals of how you should treat yourself in these coming weeks, are about acknowledging and accepting the many normal emotions you're having in reaction to the diagnosis, letting others help and support you, having some of the difficult talks that you will need to have about which treatment, why you want to choose that treatment, how you feel about the treatment, and of course, general preparations for you and your family. It's also really helpful sometimes to talk to other people who have been there. If you don't know personally people in your life, you might ask your practitioner if there are patients who have volunteered, which often there are, to talk to others who've been through similar treatments. I hope that was helpful. Here are some things to consider when you or your family member have been told, yes, it is cancer. First, remember, it's okay to be afraid. You may think that being scared can overwhelm you, and so you might turn to denial or anger or depression. But these feelings can keep you from actively pursuing the treatment that you need. So acknowledge that you feel scared, and that's okay. It may also cause you to push away people that you love and need who are there to help you. So let yourself be afraid and be able to talk to others in your sphere, because it's a very normal response. Next, do let other people help you, not just for you, but for them too. The most difficult part of this diagnosis is feeling helpless to fix it. Letting your loved ones do whatever they can for you, either talking to you, going to the doctor with you, will actually help them to feel more useful and make you feel supported. Organize and act. Many cancers do very well with chemotherapy and other treatments, but the earlier, the better. Though you may be reeling, you must get going and find the best treatment available. Usually, you will get the diagnosis from your general doctor, but now you must find the proper cancer treatment from a specialist, or even possibly two, to explain the facts about your cancer and what treatment options are available to you. If you can't because of how you feel, then let others galvanize for you. Delegate to them. Waiting will only lessen the odds. Prepare for the way you want to be. Out of terror of dying, it is hard to think about how you would want to die if you cannot be saved. But sometimes in the most of dire of cancer diagnosis, it is important to think about. Nothing is harder for family than not knowing what you wanted and then fighting amongst themselves. When you are strong and prepared for the battle, is actually the time to make those plans. Many people don't because they feel afraid, but really, preparing has nothing to do with the outcome. It's just preparing. Do you want a living will? Do you want life support at some point? Or do you want to choose to never be on a respirator? Who will you give power of attorney to if you cannot act? Have you made a will? If there is no hope, do you want to die at home? These are really tough questions, but they actually only get tougher if you get sicker and closer to the scary idea of death. Most people prepare these thoughts and decisions well in advance when it is much easier to do. It is best to decide, prepare, and tell your family your choices while you still feel able to hold your ground for what you want and can explain to your family its importance to you so they can support those choices. Talk to those you love. Many people never get to say what they needed to their spouse, to their children, parent, sibling, or friend. Now is the time to tell them whatever you really want them to know. If you don't, you will have to live with those regrets. So don't let fear or embarrassment hold you back. These can be things, too, that your family can have to think about if you're sick or if the worst should happen. And probably most importantly, many people do need and should get professional mental health help. This is amongst the hardest thing that you will ever have to go through. And many people do struggle with depression. There is no reason not to get extra help and possibly medication if needed. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.